Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 22, 2023. Internet connection or sensory contact? Replacing a technological connection with a sensory one is an irreversible process. No one can disconnect us from each other. All of our systems have developed to such a state that if some country switches something off, the whole world suffers. It will also be impossible to disconnect. The general system will cover us completely. It will be both cosmic and terrestrial, and it will break through thousands of various paths. Suddenly you will find that you are connected with absolutely all people on Earth. Just what do you do with them? You really want to be in contact, but there is emptiness around. This is when humanity will begin to understand that connection between us is necessary. We will begin to reveal another world that will fulfill us. The fulfillment will come from our contact, and a good contact, not just a connection where I send you all sorts of smiles and you send them back to me, or something else. When we begin to contact each other through feelings, then we will understand that we can find the source of our fulfillment in them and that without others I cannot be fulfilled. I will look for people by their character, by their desire, people who want to be together and be fulfilled from this. Then the internet will be freed from the control of various businessmen who are trying to make money from it. We will not let them manipulate us. There will be virtual revolutions on the internet. We will throw off the yoke of the big media tycoons who rule there so insidiously that we do not even know what they are doing to us. Over time, all these Google, Wikipedia, and other huge companies will be remade. From CabTVs I got a call. What is technology? February 27, 2011. Payment for hatred of others. Question: you say that our most horrible qualities can be used correctly. But these bad qualities are expressed on the physical level as well. How can I direct the urge to kill, for example, in the right direction? Answer: if you want to kill, go and work as a butcher. Learn how to kill cattle correctly and go ahead and kill. The desire to coerce can also be directed correctly. Try to coerce yourself and you will become a great person. Everything depends on the object and the goal. Comment: but not all qualities can be applied to oneself. My response: that is the only way. This is why a person is born. When you try to coerce or kill others, to do something bad to them, eventually you later discover a horrifying fact. It turns out that by that, you coerced and killed the people closest and dearest to you, who are dearer to you than your own self. And you reach such a horrible state when you suddenly discover the essence of your actions. And this will definitely happen. You will reveal that all the people for whom you have ever felt even the slightest bit of hatred, dislike, and rejection, to whom you caused anything bad or even allowed it in your thoughts, it turns out they are the closest and most beloved by you. And to the extent of the pleasure you felt when wishing to demean them, to somehow punish them, to do anything to them, you will feel all of that in relation to yourself, and that is how you will be corrected. But that is a horrible state. I am speaking based on my own experience. You will discover that it was as if you were punishing your own baby, who you love more than yourself, that it turns out that the whole time, you were maliciously and viciously inflicting enormous pain upon him. You will discover his internal suffering, how he experienced it, how in reality he was calling out to you inside, "Daddy, what are you doing to me?" It is a tragedy. But on the upside, this causes you to reach true repentance, true love. Question: but isn't this sadism, torturing yourself? Answer: it is revelation of evil when you pay for your hatred of everyone. Comment: but I was rewarded with this hatred. My response: you have to go through this precisely in order to reject it. From CabTVs I got a call. What is envy? February 27, 2011. Spiritual roots of words. Question: does any word existing in the material world have spiritual ties behind it? Is there no word that does not have its root? Answer: of course. Question: even modern, made-up words? Answer: no, made-up words do not have a clear spiritual root because they are artificially created by humans. Of course, they have some kind of secondary or tertiary spiritual root, otherwise nothing would have appeared. Everything comes from the fact that you cannot invent anything out of nothing. Nevertheless, all new combinations are created artificially, they do not exist in nature. Nature has its own inherent properties, and from them stem simple human actions that help them to come to correction. Although bread, wine, various dishes, products, a table, a chair, etc., are artificial things because such objects do not exist in nature, they exist in the process of human correction. He has to make them, and therefore, their prototypes exist in nature. All this is described in the creation of the temple, because the temple represents what a person must do during his life in order to achieve complete correction and ascent to the upper world. Therefore, everything we study about our world, we learn from the actions that are described in the Torah, Bible. These are 39 earthly works: how to cultivate trees, harvest, prepare bread and all kinds of dishes, press olives, make wine, roast meat, treat skins, write on them, sew clothes, etc., many different processes. But they are natural, although in nature they are not inherent in us, as in animals. Animals do not have these processes. They live in their body, eat ready-made food, and produce offspring, that is, everything is ready for them. Sometimes they dig holes or weave nests, but it is very limited. But a lot of all kinds of artificial actions are characteristic of a person, they are all described in the Torah and only because of that, it is thanks to them that we are corrected. If we do something other than these actions, then it already fits into our egoism to fill it. However, it goes back to us, we have to pay for it and pay dearly. Thus, it is possible to calculate how many actions humanity has done in vain and what it has done in excess in its history. That is why it has not yet reached its correction. From CabTV's I Got a Call. What is the word? February 27, 2011. Do test tube babies have a soul? Question. The German company Ectolife made a video presentation, a project of an artificial uterus for carrying children. They showed a huge field of capsules, artificial uteruses, with fetuses inside them, very similar to the movie The Matrix. In the video, they assert that the fetuses are provided with everything necessary: classical music for brain development, and the voice of parents to establish an emotional connection. The head of the project says, "We reproduce ideal conditions." He says that parents will be able to see the entire growth of the child, and mothers can even feel how the child moves his legs and so on. How do you feel about such an experiment? Answer: I think this is pure fantasy. This is impossible. Comment: the egg is fertilized in a test tube and implanted in the uterus. My response: implanting into the uterus is another matter. But I think we are still very far from creating such conditions as in the uterus. We cannot imagine the influence of the mother's body on the fetus. Comment: it is possible, probably. After all, technology can come to all these things. My response: I doubt it. Question: do you doubt it? What if they could? Will such children be able to appreciate their parents because there was no process of birth? Answer: I cannot answer that. I doubt it would be children at all. These would be some kind of artificial formations. Comment: you are saying that there will be as if no soul in them. My response: there would be no soul, there would be no connection with the mother's body. Question: and neither music nor the voices of parents would help? Answer: no, as soon as we start making such serious attempts, we will see that it is practically impossible. Question: what if, let us say, it would be possible, is the maternal instinct triggered in this case or not? Or should she feel it all, endure it, and carry it through herself? Answer, I do not think it can exist if she did not carry a baby. If she did not carry it, then how could she even feel it as her own? Question, should the mother somehow feel all this during these 9 months? The pains, and all these conditions? Answer, yes. I think that we still have a lot of discoveries in this matter, and as a result, we are not even getting close to it yet. Question, do we know whether we will get closer? Answer, it seems to me that we will abandon this venture. Comment, but there are some women who cannot give birth. My response, this is another matter, we need to help here. There are all kinds of methods for this. But even these methods must take place in a living organism, in a healthy, living organism. Question. The last question, would it be some different organism, that is, will there be no soul in it? When you say baby's soul, how is it formed? Answer, who can know that? Under the influence of the father, the mother, and the environment, and all those generations that they have passed. All this is not simple at all. Everything that takes place inside the mother is being formed and transmitted to the future person. Question, that is, during these 9 months of gestation, do lives and different states pass there? Answer, yes, we feel it, in principle, in ourselves during our life, what exists within us, and how much is in us, from our ancestors. Do you want to cut it all off somehow? Question, will it not work? Answer, number comment, you once said that we do not even know 2% of what is going on there. My response, of course. In the nutrition of the embryo, no matter if the material one or not, the important thing is that he is connected to his mother. Question, do you think that the methods will remain the same natural ones and we will not defeat nature in this? Answer, no. We do not even have to defeat it. We just need to learn from it and try to do everything possible to support it to give it the best conditions for the correct, ideal development of the fetus in the mother. In general, this is a science that has not yet begun. Question. The great Kabbalist Balhar Sulam in the 10th and 11th parts of the study of the 10 Sefirot describes birth and development. Gestation in 7 and 9 months, 40 days, etc. Everything is described. What is the connection between all this? Answer, absolute connection. Question, is this the connection of spirituality with everything that happens inside the mother? Answer, of course. Physical connection is a consequence of spiritual connection, a consequence of spiritual development. There is no way to avoid all this. Question, does it mean that what is going on there, all this mystery is, in principle, revealed in the spiritual world? Answer, of course. Comment, what if we could somehow get in there? My response, what for? When we are ready for this, we will slowly begin to understand this. If we had received this knowledge today, we would have started to do something out of it. Question, so, is there a meaning in these words, the secret of conception, the secret of birth? Answer, yes of course. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 30, 2023. Who should I turn to with prayer? Question, what is prayer? Answer, prayer is when a person judges himself, weighs himself, analyzes who he is, what he is for, and accordingly puts himself in a certain relation to the Creator, realizing that the Creator is an absolute that does not change. Since the absolute does not change, then by measuring oneself relative to the Creator, a person sees how he can always change himself. Such revelations in what he can change relative to the Creator, that involuntarily lead him to search for changes in himself, are called prayer. The misconception of prayer that exists all over the world came from the fact that at the time of the destruction of the temple, people fell from the Kabbalistic degree to the earthly one and ceased to feel themselves relative to the Creator. Therefore, Prayer means all kinds of appeals and cries. Let's say you're shouting to feel good. But it's not clear who you're shouting at. The Creator originally made you like this. What for? To make you scream? Do you think he's just stupid or someone who can hear, see, and feel? The Creator is a law of nature to which you attribute your feelings because you are a sensual creature, a desire that is in a lack. The appeal to the Creator came from religions. But whom should I address? You have to address yourself, how to change yourself under the influence of the positive, absolute force of nature. Treat it as something unchangeable, as a field of gravity that you are trying to use correctly so as not to fall, but to fly, to use its qualities and some mechanisms that you invent. Relate to the Creator as something inanimate. And then such an attitude to oneself and to this absolute field of power will be called prayer. Finding resources for the possibility of self-correction is prayer. We raise our desire, man, to the system of forces, which is called Abhavema, meaning, we turn to the field that exists around us. We want to use both opposite forces, positive and negative, plus and minus, Abhavema, Hochma and Hasidim, in order to correct ourselves and rise to their degree. After all, by rising to the degree of nature, the Creator, Elohim, you are entering into absolute perfection, peace, and balance with nature. From CapTV's I Got a Call. What is prayer? February 27, 2011. What is pleasure? Question: what is pleasure? Answer: pleasure is the sensation one feels when one's desire is fulfilled. Question: what is the difference between spiritual pleasure and regular pleasure? Answer: you receive corporeal, animate, pleasures when you yourself are personally fulfilled inside your sensations. They are limited to the desires for food, sex, family, wealth, fame, power, and knowledge. These are the egoistic pleasures of our world. You receive spiritual pleasures, on the other hand, by uniting with other desires, not with your own, but with those that seem to you as external, others, based on love for the neighbor. Then, by fulfilling others' desires, which become your own, you thereby receive pleasure. This pleasure is unlimited and perfect. This pleasure is called spiritual because in it you begin to experience pleasures outside of yourself. They are not limited by quality or measure or time. You become included in this process and you thus feel the eternal flow of life. These desires are endless and unlimited, and you have a constant opportunity to expand and fulfill them. Therefore, the sensation of this kind of existence is called eternal life. From CapTV's I Got a Call. What is pleasure? February 21, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, why does déjà vu happen? Why do we feel that something has already occurred? When our brain starts comparing different phenomena, then it seems as if a certain event has already taken place. We start embedding one video fragment into another, one picture into another, and we thus encounter what we call déjà vu. However, on the other hand, we also have premonitions or foresights when we feel that a particular action should take place in the current moment. We then start feeling the thoughts of others, or we anticipate various waves that extend toward us. Such phenomena take place because we exist in a single unified system of nature, and we have a certain sense that comes from living in this system and can guess various forthcoming events via some preliminary signs. Some people have developed this sensation, like Wolf Messing or Bedouins who live in the desert. They have a highly developed sense of nature. In particular, Messing could foresee several years into the future. He could simply predict certain events because he felt that they would happen. It does not mean, however, that he could change anything. The wisdom of Kabbalah, on the other hand, lets us mitigate future events. What is set to happen will happen, but it can happen in a milder form. Whether we encounter a harsher or milder form of a future event depends on the extent to which we either perceive it with positive connection among each other, or whether we fail to apply any motion to connect and let the unabated human ego, the desire to enjoy at others' expense, drive our evolution forward. If we positively connect by developing relations of mutual concern, respect and responsibility to each other, we will then encounter a more harmonious and peaceful future. On the contrary, if we let our egos drive us forward, then our increased exploitation, manipulation and abuse of each other will lead us to a life of increasing torments and hardships from nature. Based on Cab TV's I Got a Call, What is Deja Vu? With Cablist Dr. Michael Leitman on May 19, 2013. Written, edited by students of Cablist Dr. Michael Leitman.